Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org, also known as Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. That was the official trailer for a new movie, the 2019 movie entitled simply Harriet. And as part of our ongoing legacy series today, we honor Harriet Tubman, a truly remarkable woman who is remembered as a modern-day Moses for her tireless efforts to help her peeps freed from the bondage of slavery. Oh, I wish we had more to watch. I wish we had more time to watch a recent documentary entitled simply, They Called Her Moses. But in the time that we have, let's learn how we can be inspired to carry on with our courage. Amen. Let's change that slide, and we should be looking at a picture of Harriet Tubman. Unlike the movie poster, this is the real Harriet here. I like the real Harriet even more. She was born Araminta Ross, and we believe March 1822, although being born to slave parents, they didn't keep records of those things, so they don't really know the date. But that was in Dorchester County, Maryland. She passed away March 10th, 1913, at the age, we believe, of 90 or 91 in Auburn, New York, which is simply amazing because we see people living well into their 90s and beyond today, but this is, we're talking about the 1800s, early 1900s, so it's quite incredible how the Lord, in fact, did take so very good care of her. She is known to be a Civil War scout, spy, nurse, suffragette, and civil rights activist. But she's best known for freeing slaves. In fact, she made 13 missions to rescue approximately 70 people. And she was involved in what was known as, you've probably heard, the Underground Railroad. And this was just a very loosely affiliated group of people who believed that slavery was wrong and were going to do their best to see slaves set free. And so she became affiliated with that group and just did some incredible work. Of course, born as a slave herself, she served various masters. One incident in particular, when she was in a cabin, and there was an escaped slave that was trying to escape, and a very heavy weight was thrown, meant for this slave. Instead, it hit her squarely in the head, and she suffered for the rest of her life. Dizziness, pain, all kind of things. And we'll have a sort of a very interesting postscript when we wrap this up about that particular affliction. But after her injury, she began to experience some very strange visions and very vivid dreams. And she believed these to be coming from the Lord. In 1849, she in fact did escape relatively on her own to Philadelphia. And she immediately returned to Maryland to rescue her family. In fact, I did watch one movie that was from the 1960s in which she did that. She did not say, hey, I'm free. I got mine, you go get yours. No, no. She immediately turned around and in danger of imprisonment or worse. She fearlessly went back because she was going to free her family members and people that she knew. And she, in fact, did that. She did become involved in the Civil War with the Union Army, first as a cook, then as a nurse, then as an armed scout and spy. Trying to read off my notes here. There's just so much I wish we had time to watch that particular documentary. If you have a chance, look it up. It's excellent. But what I really want to share is something really incredible that I read about her later in life. And we're going to change that slide, whomever's doing that, thank you. And you will now see a picture of Harriet, which they claim to be from 1911, which would have been 2 years prior to her death. And, of course, she became heavily involved with the Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. And in fact, she even donated land to the church, and she wanted the church to be involved. This is well before government housing. She wanted them to develop housing for the aged and indigent colored people. That is the quote from Wikipedia. But they didn't open the home for another 5 years. Eventually was open, and they wanted to charge each resident $100. Now, $100 is a lot today, but imagine what it was in 1911. And she was furious. How do you expect these people to pay $100 for this housing that we meant to take care of them? And in fact, it opened June 23rd, 1908, the Harriet Tubman Home for the Aged. Because we know today, housing for the disabled can be quite a challenging thing, right? We know that. We know that from personal experience. But the story that I wanted to share with you, this really sums up Harriet. The movie does glorify her, and she was, I can imagine, quite a character. Probably didn't look like the British actress necessarily that plays her in the movie. They got a little flack about wanting that particular actress. But, of course, being hit in the head with a weight at a young age, she suffered throughout her life. With seizures, with headaches, from her childhood. In fact, in the late 1890s, she underwent brain surgery at Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital. She was unable to sleep because of the pains and buzzing in her head, and she asked the doctor if he could operate, and he agreed. In her words, quote, "sawed open my skull and raised it up, and now it feels more comfortable." Oh, no, but wait, there's more. She had received no anesthesia for the procedure and reportedly chose instead to bite down on a bullet, as she had seen so many Civil War soldiers do when their limbs are being amputated. So you gotta love Harriet, if nothing else, for all the incredible things she did. Having brain surgery without anesthesia and biting down on a bullet. Oh my goodness, what a woman. Look forward to meeting her when I get home. But by 1911, her body was so frail. She was admitted to a rest home named in her honor. And they described her at that point as ill and penniless, prompting supporters to offer a new round of donations. Surrounded by friends and family, she died of pneumonia in 1913. Just before she died, however, she did tell those in the room, "I go to prepare a place for you." In the words of Christ were the last, amongst the last words that she said, in fact. She is buried in the, which she was buried with semi-military honors at Fort Hill Cemetery in Auburn, New York. Oh my goodness, we just simply don't have enough time to say enough awesome things about this woman. Well, if you would, please do change to the last slide. It should be an illustration of what we believe Harriet to have looked like. And then this wonderful painting. She is reaching out through the broken down wall, reaching forth a hand as she did so many times to so many slaves and leading them the freedom. In fact, she never lost a slave. She delivered all theirs, I believe. The number was 300 that I heard in the documentary. But I simply want us to take this away. Why are we talking about Harriet? Because I want us to be a Harriet. Be a Harriet, peeps. Work to set the captives free. Do things. And always should your focus always be on others. Always let your focus be on others. Not what you're, you know, not even your own safety. She didn't take any concern for her own safety. She didn't care if she was gonna get any credit. She wasn't looking for anything except to do what she felt in her heart we were all supposed to be doing. And that's lead others to freedom. Amen. Let our focus be others. But just like Harriet, and just like our beloved founders, Don and Anna Ruth Whitmore, let's be able to say the words that are on her memorial plaque in Auburn, New York. "I never run my train off the track." And they were, a lot of people thought that that was not appropriate to put on her plaque, but I could so easily hear her say the words. And while she could claim she never got derailed, she kept her focus. And I believe she heard the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done." So let's just wrap it up with a prayer, if we would. Heavenly Father, we're so humbled and amazed when we look back at the legacies of people that have gone before us. Fearless people who took no concern for their own safety or welfare in order to serve others. And is that not what we are all called to do? Let's just let it be an inspiration to us that the same problems she faced during her lifetime stare us squarely in the face today. All the same problems, and yet the solution remains the same. It's only the love of Jesus Christ who has set us free from what we deserve in order to be able to share that with others. So let this just be an inspiration to those of us who might get distracted, who might get discouraged, who might be tempted to give up, take the easy route. Simply, I say to you, peeps, be a Harriet. Be a Harriet. And you will not go wrong, and you will not be derailed. and the Lord will get the glory. Amen. Amen.